We are about to begin Simin Reish Nun Dalet. Today's day will be the first Sif. The Mishnah Brura sends you to the Bir Halacha, where he has a lengthy and detailed explanation of the sugya that this is based on. There are many details here, and they really only show up, they only make a difference in some, I mean, certain details, in the later Sifim here. So what I'd like to do is give an introduction, I mean, based on what he's saying, as it pertains to Sif Aleph. We already learned in the halachas of Shehiya that it is usur to leave something on the fire on Shabbos in a way that you may be tempted to stoke the coals or adjust the flame. What does that include? So we had the Rif and the Rambam, and then the Shita of the Rosh and Rashi and Tosfos. The Rif and the Rambam Shita is that if so long as the food gets better with time on the fire, it's mitstamik v'yofalo, even though it's fully cooked, the halacha is you cannot leave it there unless the flame is concealed or the coals are removed. Because of the chash that you're going to stoke the coals if you don't feel that the flame is to your liking. Whereas it is the sheet of Rashi Tosis, the Rosh, that so long as the food is edible, it's igia lamachol ben drosoi, it's edible ayadei adchak, then we say that you're not going to be tempted to go and stoke the coals. Everybody agreed that if you put raw meat on the fire just before Shabbos, or even you throw one piece of raw meat into whatever it is that you're leaving on the fire, since everyone knows that raw meat takes a long time to cook, we are not afraid that you're going to go and stoke the coals because you've given up on the fire really being able to get it ready in time. It's only going to be ready a very long time later, and by then, no matter what you do, it's going to get done. So we had the halacha, what was called Kidra Chaisa. All of that was dealing with leaving something on a stove when you're dealing with a stew, a tafshil, something that's got liquid in it, and you're dealing with leaving it on the fire for the sake of having it cook. The sugya in Reish Nun Dalet is the sugya of roasting, where you're leaving something not on the stove, but in the oven, where it's being roasted. So there we find in the Gemara that there are some kulis and there are some chumris, and there's a machlokas we've shown him as to exactly what the Gemara is talking about. The basic yisod that we find in the Gemara is that inside an oven, when you're dealing with an oven, when the oven, so long as the oven is closed and you don't get air inside the oven, things are going to roast nicely. There are some things where as soon as you open the oven, air comes in and it's actually going to make the food dry up. It's not going to be very good. As a result of that, we are not choshish that you're going to go and open the oven and stoke the coals. We have a similar concept, lakula, according to some shittas, and we're going to see very soon. It's a machlokas, the mechaber and the ramo, which is a rambam and a tur. And that is that it could very well be that there is some there's some meat that is so delicate that you wouldn't stoke the coals under any circumstances, because by stoking the coals, it's going to get done too well and is actually going to dry out because of that alone. It'll get burnt a bit. So that we find that there's a kula when you're dealing with the intense heat of a stove, of an oven. On the other hand, there's a chumra. The chumra is the fact that the meat is raw doesn't make it any different. When we were dealing with throwing raw meat onto stuff that was cooking on the fire, to cook raw meat takes a very long time. To roast raw meat does not take nearly as much time. So that even though you're dealing with something raw, once you're roasting it, you're putting it on the fire, in such a case we would say that you don't have the heter of Kidra Chaisa. We cannot say that you're Mesir Das, you don't expect it to get done for a long time. There we say it could be that it's going to get done quite early and you may stoke the coals, if not for one of the other svaras. So now let's begin the sif. We have first the Rambam Shita, and that's the Machaber. Then the Ramo will bring the Tur and the Rosh Shita. Says the Machaber, Afal pi shebosor chai mutar lahashoso, even though when it came to Shehiya, according to everybody, whether we were going with the Machaber or the Ramo, if just before Shabbos, the food was raw, we're talking about raw meat, Shehiya was mutter, because we know that it's going to take so long for it to cook that you're not going to be stoking the coals. You've given up on having it done instantly. It's going to take a very long time, in which case there's no reason to stoke the coals. Hani mili bigdeira. That's only when we're dealing with a stew, when you're dealing with something that is being cooked. Aval bitzli, when you're dealing with a roast, she'etzel ha'esh, something is being roasted inside an oven. Aser lohanicho samach lachashecha, you're not allowed to put it in just before dark. She'memayer lihispashel, because it's going to get done much more quickly than in cooking. Va'asi lachatuye, so you're not masiach das, you're expecting it, you are expecting it to cook early, and if it's not cooking in the way you would have liked it to, you're going to stoke the coals. Now says the Mechaber, and this is based on the Gemara, Vahani mili bebosur shor o'ez. That's dealing with ox meat or a's, which is an older goat, like an ayal. If you're dealing with the tougher meat of cattle or sheep, but older ones, that's tough meat. Aval bosur gediva of, and this is the Rambam Shita. When you're dealing with tender meat, when you're dealing with the meat of a young goat, or you're dealing with fowl, shehem menutachim le'evarim, when they are cut up, mutter. There, it is mutter under all circumstances to put it in the oven. Delo chashin lechitui, because we're not afraid that you're going to go and stoke the coals. Sheim yechata begecholim yischarech pirish yotza migeder atzli v'nichnas begeder hanisraf. It'll be too well done, and will no longer be called well roasted, it'll be called slightly burnt. So the halacha is mutter, the lo chashin lechut lechitui, shem yechata begacholim yechorech. The imhu betaner, now, so this was, again, according to the Rambam. On the one hand, when you're dealing with raw meat, we don't have the heter of kidra chaisa. On the other hand, if we're dealing with tender raw meat, which is the meat of a young goat or fowl, there we say there is no gzeira whatsoever, regardless of how much or how little it's cooked, because we know that if you stoke the coals, there's a good chance it'll get burned. You always want it on as low a flame as possible. Remember, this is only in roasting. So roasting has a kula and a chumra. The chumra is that when you're dealing with tough meat, such as meat of cattle, beef, or the meat of an older sheep or goat, there we say that because it's tough, it takes a while to roast, and you may stoke the coals. It's not as long as it takes to cook, so we don't have the heter of kidra chaisa, but it's also not tender where you won't be tempted to stoke the coals, and as a result of it, there will be an iser of shehiyah. Not so when you're dealing with the tender meat of a young goat or a fowl, and that's been cut up, there we say that you're not going to stoke the coals anyway because otherwise it'll burn. V'im hu betaner v'toch piv betit, says the Rambam now. What happens if it's in an oven and you actually sealed it down, you pasted down the door? Bein gediva of shleimim, bein boser shor o'ez mutter. There, even if it's the tough beef that you have in there, where there should have been a chashash that you're going to stoke the coals, since you went ahead and plastered down the wall of the oven, we're not afraid of chitui. The lo chashin lo chitui. Now the Rambam says, Shim bo liftoach hataner v'lachtos, tikones haruach v'yitzdanen hataner, v'yiskasha haboser v'yafsid. Says the Rambam, because if you're going to open the oven door and you're going to do chitui, the air is going to come in and it's going to ruin it. Now, the Rambam is adding a second element here. And he's saying that there are really 2 degrees. Tender meat, under all circumstances, we're not afraid for chitui. Tough meat, such as beef, we're only not afraid if you seal the door so tight that there's no air coming in. There we would say you will not be tempted to open the door because then you're going to ruin it and air is going to come in. There it's mutter, even though the meat that you're dealing with is beef, it's tough meat. So all in all, we've got the Rambam Shita now. The Rambam holds that there is, number one, the case of tender meat, and there the halacha is that there's never any chashash of chitui. This is a young sheep or fowl, and they're cut up. There is never any chashash chitui, regardless of what the state of the oven is. The second thing is, even when you're dealing with beef, in the one situation where you do go ahead and plaster it down to prevent air from coming in, there we're not afraid of chitu because the chitu would cause air to come in and would ruin your meat. This is the shita of the Rambam and the Mechaber. Now we get to the Ramah. Hago, says the Ramah, vein chilik bazeh im hu chai lagamri oshin nisbashal ktsas. It doesn't make a difference here if it's totally raw or nisbashal ktsas. It'll still be mutter if it's plastered. Now, what does this mean? The Ramah is saying, the Mishnah Berurah here says, this is in all of the different cases that we say is our osur or mutter, meaning whether you're dealing with tender meat, whether you're dealing with beef, that's where the door's been plastered down, in either one of those cases, the state of it, meaning how much it's been cooked, is all irrelevant. It's only in bishul, when we were dealing with cooking, only there did we differentiate. There was raw meat, there was something that's edible yedei atchak, there's something that's fully cooked but tastes better, something that's fully cooked and tastes worse with time. There we were machalik. When you're dealing with roasting, that does not play any role whatsoever. This is all the Shitas HaRambam. Says the Ramah now. Yeah, one more thing. V'chalzman shechalal aguf sholem afo bishena olav rosha ukrov mikri sholem. Cut up means that the animal's body is cut up. If the body is whole and the legs of it were taken off, or the head of it was taken off, there we would not say that it's considered menutach. It is not tender, it is still tough, and it would be usur unless you plaster the door down. So according to the Rambam then, if you're doing a roast inside the oven, the halacha will be that if say it's the standard case where someone is putting chicken in for Friday night, the halacha will be that if the chicken is cut up, so there we would say there's no chash chitui, you're not going to make the flame higher because it's going to burn, it's very tender. Whereas if the chicken is whole, if the chicken is not cut up, then the halach is going to be that it'll be asur unless you plaster the door down. Because it has the same halach as tough meat, and there the door would have to be plastered in a way that you're keeping the air out, because if you're not trying to keep the air out, then we are choshish that you'll open it up as well, and you'll adjust whatever has to be adjusted. Says the Ramah, the yesh machmirim v'sovrim, the betaner toach betit hakol shori. There are those who are machmir and they say, if the door, the oven door was plastered down, it's mutter, as in the first shita. Val gabi ha'eshu magula hakol oser. If the flame is totally open, meaning you have no oven door whatsoever, everything is oser, because that shows that you don't mind the air coming in. Uvetanur shepiv mechusa ela she'ena toach betit, oz yesh lechalot ben gedi v'of l'shar basa k'derosh nisbayer, v'hochi nohu kisvara zo. The Torah and the Rosh say like this, there are three levels. There's an oven that is completely open, an oven that has sides but does not have it in the front, you leave it open completely. In other words, a grill. Generally when we grill, what you do is you keep the oven door open or at least ajar. There's some kind of apparatus to keep it open a drop. This way it gets crispy. So if the oven door is open, there doesn't make a difference under which of the circumstances this is. The halacha will be we are choshish for chitui. That will be usur because we're choshish for chitui. If the oven door is plastered down, there it's mutter according to everybody because it shows that you're afraid of getting any cold, fresh air coming in. What happens if the door is closed but not plastered down? That's where we differentiate between tender meat and tough meat. In the case of tender meat, it is not a problem. In the case of beef, it would be a problem. So these are the two shitas. And the Mechaber says that our minig is to be machmir for the second shita. Our minig is to be machmir, that if the oven is completely open, if you're talking about, say, a grill, although we'll talk about sitting in the coals, but if you're talking about the grill setting of an oven, where the door is going to be open, there everyone agrees that it's going to be usur because of achshash chitui. If the oven door is closed, there we would differentiate between tender meat and tough meat, and if it's plastered down, there all the shitas agree that everything is going to be mutter.